Dan and Faith another hand. Right. See, Deborah and Giovanni are not here yet, but we'll get them on when they come. So we're going to bring up Michelle Boulay now for some more spoken word stuff. What a hand for Michelle.
Almost, yeah. Castanets, not quite. Thank you. Thank you very much. Happy birthday, Alan. It's good to be here again. Such a beautiful day. This is Night of the Renegade Moo. Each evening, they lead old Bess into the barn. When the clumped grass cools so sweetly in the back meadow, when evening shadows magically grow violet in the softening dusk, she might like to chew in the moist pasture by the light of a filling moon, fireflies lighting her way. She might like to sniff the twilight breeze, fragrant with dew and lavender. But each night they dutifully escort her into the dusty confines of their barn and stuff her bovine bulk into a cramped stall filled with the tang of her own urine, the aroma of sun-baked cow patties ruling the stale air. Why don't they let her stroll through the gentle night fields to munch soft hay, to listen to crickets fiddling their green razor legs with melodic pitch? Do they fear her own easy nature will transform in the brightening moon, that she'll grow sinister fur and sharp ears, that she'll growl fiercely and salivate over long fangs, chase and devour their precious chickens, leaving random feathers and bloodied tracks in the dusty henhouse? Or do they fear that if they leave her to stroll the darkening fields of clover to chew her cud, that when they turn to go lock themselves into their hard little box of a house, that perhaps if they turn back just once more to gaze at her peaceful form gracing the dim meadow, they just might see her hulking shadow gallop willy-nilly through the eerie pasture, her udders swaying riotously, her loud moos resounding like a wild dog's baying. And they just might see her take a renegade leap high into the indigo umbrella of stars and fly crazily past the smirking face of the now full moon, far beyond the tiny fences of their small imaginations. And perhaps they fear that while they stand there with mouths gaping and hearts stopped with shock, they'll miss the spoons and forks clambering out of the kitchen drawers to escape into the long, dark grass, tinkling and giggling as they run. Thank you.
That was cool. Well, I'll give Michelle another hand.